Medical center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket, red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
Okay. We have with us Dr. Horowitz. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. And listen to it carefully. He's got about 24 websites, but we give out just a few of them to get people started. First, his most recent one, his newest one, waronwethepeople.net. The next one I like to listen to when I'm working. It's great background music, 528radio.com. Then we go to judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next is healthyworldstore.com. Then we go to revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
Good to have you with us. Doctor, this is outside your area of expertise, but regardless, I got breaking news. I announced this on Doug Hageman's show yesterday, and for the benefit of our listeners today, I have a private source down in Tucson, Arizona, beginning last Thursday and going through Tuesday, and maybe continuing, we don't know, at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, which is the location of the 309th Aerospace Maintenance Outfit, where they take care of all the aircraft in storage. They were bringing these aircraft out of storage, removing the shrink wrap, and these jet fighters, it was mainly jet fighters, as best I can tell, were taking off every 20 seconds. Signs were posted at the airport in Tucson. No photographs, no videos. This is something that's very expensive to do, very time-consuming, to say the least. What we believe is happening here, Doctor, is they're either dispersing these aircraft around the country to a number of different Air Force bases so that one bomb wouldn't take out all of them, and or flying them to Europe or Taiwan or both in preparation for World War III. This is not a training exercise. It's way too big for that. So my private source will be giving me updates as they come up, if they come up, and I'll be talking to other private sources to get updates from that as well. But the prepper tip of the day is to prepare for World War III, because to me, this is a clear indication that they're getting ready for World War III, Doctor. So this is, like I say, outside your area of expertise. But you probably find this a bit disturbing yourself, don't you, sir?
The whole situation I find grossly disturbing. That what really comes to my mind is the Space Pearl Harbor publication that Sherry and I did in 2015 after Hillary Clinton, besides doing the nuclear deals and giving nuclear secrets away and technologies away to China, what people never realized was that she was also giving away the space-based weaponry, the space-based weaponry technology, United States Air Force, and I believe it was largely in Arizona. The Air Force facilities in Arizona had produced the eye of what was called the 30-meter telescope, which was under contention in Hawaii. The Hawaiian people did not want them to build the 30-meter telescope at the height of the highest mountain on Earth next to the observatories. China was a partner. India was a partner. Canada was a partner. And United States technology, military technology, the most advanced technology in laser weaponry, had been advanced by Air Force and given away virtually to the partners. So that we saw that And when we started to look at what the experts had been reporting, it basically gives the high ground in war to our adversaries, particularly China. And when you have the high ground of war and you have space-based weaponry and literally triangulating laser weapons that could target a 3-foot child anywhere on planet Earth 24/7, day or night, and be highly effective and accurate, then suddenly now you realize that all of this technology is basically distributing now that you're talking about is really old technology. It's kind of like if you've got a garage full of junk and you don't know what to do with it, you know, old good stuff, but it, you know, it's really outdated and you want to get rid of it, you have a yard sale or you take it to the dump. And World War III, in my opinion, and it simply is not in my area of expertise, biological weaponry, of course, intelligence analysis is an area of my expertise, particularly when it affects public health. But this whole situation smacks of them simply getting rid of their old technologies, getting rid of what's in their garages and in their facilities that they really don't have use for. Now, couple that fact with two other facts. One is, for example, the weaponized drones. Back in 2015, when we published Space Pearl Harbor, and that book is available in a PDF form, a ebook from healthyworldstore.com. And when you read that book, you realize that at that same time, China had developed approximately 40,000 weaponized drones. Imagine 40,000 weaponized drones attacking the Pacific Fleet with this old technology. And you realize that all of our expenditures in the Pacific Fleet and all of our aircraft carriers carrying those wonderful airplanes, what kind of havoc would be caused by that most advanced new technology that they're now, obviously, with the war in the Ukraine and Russia, you see that this is being used already. But they haven't really pulled out all the stops. That's where the future of warfare is. It's in this robotics. Now, couple that fact with the additional fact of where we're going in terms of the control of civilization and literally the weaponization through the artificial intelligence, and in fact called super artificial general intelligence that we already see is lying. It's demonically possessed virtually because it's been created by human beings who are criminal psychopaths, and that basically they're satanically possessed criminal-minded people who are administering this big tech, big technology that has the capacity to act like HAL in 2001, A Space Odyssey, taking over civilization and creating this whole transhumanistic evolution movement, which makes us a virtual cyborg colony, a global village of cyborgs, robotics taking over for humans. So this is really where, and you and I both know, that military technology is typically 50 years ahead of what consumer awareness is and where consumer technology is. So imagine right now with all those facts, what we're witnessing in the gearing up and the threatening of World War III, it's virtually a distraction. And it's an economic ploy. It's a scam. And I think you know it as well as I, John.
Roger that. Now, Doctor, we touched on something last week I want to expand on, and that would be the transhumanism matter. And we touched briefly on something. I had a question, and we really didn't get a really detailed answer last week. Would a person, a human being who's become a transhuman person, would they still have free will? And that's a critical question. I know you've looked into it, you've addressed it, but let's go back to that, if you would, please.
Yeah, John, that's a critical question. It's central to what's taking place. If you look at what God gave humanity, one of the greatest blessings of all was free will. And that's really what the experiment is. If I were to look at God as a scientist and a researcher who has created an experiment, you know, right now controlling Babylon, even, Because, again, Satan is a creation of God. God created everything. And we bear this out when one looks at what I call the perfect circle of sound. There's a matrix. God's language is math. We've talked about this in previous shows. God's language is mathematics, and there are nine core creative frequencies that God uses to administer everything in the universe. So the fact is that we've got this concept of God controlling everything, including what was called the 741 frequency. Now, that's called the devil's tone in musicology, and it's a natural tone. God created that. So God created evil as well as good and gave us free will to make a choice, an important choice, and a decision that we must make, particularly at this time in history where civilization stands on the throes of extinction. And we've got to really realize that this is tied intimately to the soul's evolution. You know, I have a dear colleague, brilliant. I mean, people say that I'm smart. Well, Dr. Vernon Nepi makes me pale by comparison. Dr. Vernon Nepi is a PhD. He's a professor. He's a medical doctor, but he's also a psychiatrist, the most advanced psychiatrist, professor emeritus, and he's the director of the Pacific Psychiatric Institute in Seattle, Washington, works intimately with Edward Close. Dr. Close is an amazing mathematician. And the two of them challenged the whole world of physics because the physicists that were working with the Hadron particle accelerator to study subatomic particles and the energies coming off of those particles. And they came out with what was called the God particle. The God particle, the world of physics advanced. And Nepi and Close have published books and articles galore saying this is false. We're proving, they said, the existence of God by alternatively looking at a virtual nine-layer reality. That's a matrix of mathematics. It's a vortex of spinning, spiraling energy frequencies that we prove mathematically with it the existence of God. And mind you, in separate papers, he's up for an award right now, a big major award for proving the existence and continuance of the soul after death.
Really?
Yeah. Now, imagine that. Now, here you have scientific mathematical proof using God's language and analysis of God's language, musical mathematics, and realizing that we are souls and spirits evolving, virtually learning lessons. Now, I know a lot of Christian people would say, well, that sounds like New Age hocus pocus garbage. Well, you know what? Tell me one religion or one theology that hasn't been grossly deceived. Grossly deceived. It's like Jesus said, you know, you've got to beware of those who call themselves Jews today and Christians who are not. We're all grossly deceived because we're all been dumbed down and going back into this whole concept of transhumanization and artificial intelligence. We're not going to be nearly as intelligent as the Watson computer is when it's connected to 6G or higher communication capabilities and lying. Being controlled by liars, satanically influenced people, challenging our free will to make conscious choices. Informed consent is one of the most important things. Look at what's taking place in politics. Grassley was on yesterday. The breaking news was that Biden now has supposedly, there's a whistleblower that's come forward and said that Biden is involved in some bribery scheme and they have evidence at the FBI to prove it. Right. Well, Grassley gets on Newsmax and says, you know, well, I don't want to say really because I don't really know. I haven't met the guy yet, you know, but he's been vetted by my staff. But I don't know what country he's from, and I couldn't say even if I wanted to. You know, what the heck is going on here? You know, we're really all being manipulated, and I can't stand the divisiveness because that's all it's about. So instead of godliness, righteousness, being in divine communion with the boss, the creator of the universe, and speaking God's language, which involves righteousness, which involves the 528 frequency of love, the universal healer. And it involves this whole concept that our bodies are full of water, and water, go back to Genesis 1:1:1:2. You see, body is liquid water, you know, 80% liquid water, you're liquid God. Water is liquid God. The ocean water, that's why baptism, you know, Jesus goes to John to get baptized because you're uplifted spiritually. What is spirit? Spirit is energy. What's all energy? All electrons spinning and spiraling at certain frequencies. So we are the solution. We are the problem. Our consciousness has been basically destroyed so much so that our souls are suppressed, our energy and spirituality is suppressed, our consciousness is suppressed, and we're making choices such as voting for these frauds and these ignorant politicians that are, most of them probably, or virtually all of them, are bribed because that's how politics is run. Campaign financing, who's giving you the money, who's scratching your back, the nepotism that goes on in politics. So this is unconscious, and it's unconscionable. And this is what normalcy is. This is what our reality is. And that's insane. So that's basically what we've got. What Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy, degenerative mentality, plagues. Otherwise, you have no, not just physical salvation, you may die, but spiritual salvation. And that's where the big message is. We are miracle workers. God created us to be in his image, but also practically applying the technology of creativity, which is words, sounds, frequencies, mathematics. And we have the capacity and the knowledge now. It's all being suppressed. Just like censorship, John, you and I are being censored on mainstream media. But guess what? We hold the key, not only of the House of David with 528 frequency, we have the key to free humanity with the truth, nothing but the truth, shall set us free. That's what's necessary right now.
Doctor, let's revisit the gentleman who proved the existence of the human spirit. What was the modality or modalities, plural, that he used, if you know, sir?
Yeah, pure mathematics and an evaluation of musical mathematics. And they've published, and again, you can go online, Dr. Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N, Nepi, N-E-P-P-E, and his numerous publications with Edward Close, C-L-O-S-E. And they have been amazingly prolific. People say that I've written, 24 books, 27 books or something like that at this point, and I'm just like extremely prolific. Nepi's published hundreds of books, thousands of articles. He works constantly on this mission. He feels, I know him personally, he's a beautiful human being. He's prayed for me. He was one of the people that helped me get out of the hospital through prayer. And basically, Nepi is an amazing human being who deserves to have the Nobel Peace Prize in not just medicine, but in all aspects of civilization's evolution into a God consciousness, into righteousness. People don't understand what righteousness is. It's so simple, John. Nepi and Close have proven the musical mathematics, the law of the universe that says God exists and our souls continue after death. Now, again, think about that in context of righteousness, which means right standingness, means you're standing rightly, virtually in the kingdom of heaven. Even think about where the kingdom of heaven is. It tells you that in Genesis 1:1 through 1:6. There's water. Before even God is mentioned, the water is there. And now the water is divided. God divides the water from the water to create the firmament, and that in that firmament, the Bible tells you, is the kingdom of heaven. Now, then God says to the firmament, let there be light, and out pops the sun. Talk about word creating. There's your beginning modeling. You have word, which is sound, which is frequency, going into the potential. In physics, it's called the quantum field, where suddenly you have manifestation, miraculous manifestation of physical reality, the sunshine. And look at where it is in the spectrum. What is it doing? What is the sun doing? It's beaming us with the solar radiation, which is all negatively charged electrons. That's spirit. Energy is all. Spirit is energy. Energy is all negatively charged electrons vibrating at certain frequencies. That's why 528 is proven to be one of the most important, if not the most important, miraculous. That's why the original musical scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, today, it was ut, re, mi. The third note, mi, stands for mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. We're talking about the miraculous manifestation capability of our Creator, that we now have the intelligence and potentially the stewardship of, in order to recreate not just ourselves in perfect health and harmony, because righteousness means you're right in the law. The law is mathematics. It never lies. One and one is always two, unless you're a liar or a cheater. So the Creator's language never lies. And to be in divine communion means that you're virtually vibing in the law consistently with that beautiful musical mathematical harmony by which everything is maintained perfectly in perfect health. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, which is right here, right now in your body temple. Look at the Genesis 1:1 through 1:8. Right away you see the kingdom of heaven is within you. Wasn't that Jesus's message?
It was. And I don't know what happened to our break, but one of the things that the powers that be really fear is us barefoot peasants like myself figuring out the true power we have. They really fear that, don't they, Doctor?
Yeah, that's the number one thing. And see, that's what's kept civilization under control and demonic possession all these years, is they love fear and they love divisiveness. They love to divide us politically. It's disgusting that we only have virtually two parties in the United States. Why is that? Because it's a manipulation.
At the highest level, at the national level, that's very true. At the local level, there's still a big difference, and frequently at the state level. But at the national level, it's pretty much a uniparty. Not completely, but pretty close, isn't it?
Yes, and that was virtually Tucker Carlson. Excuse me. That was one of Tucker Carlson's last messages before they ousted him. Is, you know, it's all the same. You're Republican, Democrat, it's all the same. Manipulation. And that's a sad reality because, again, it's ungodly. God brings about coherence.
Going back to, is it Mr. Nepi or Dr. Nepi? I'm curious, has he made use of Carillion photography while a person is passing? Are you familiar with Carillion photography, Doctor?
Yes, I am. I think it's a great evidence of the fact that we have energy coming off of our bodies.
Well, I believe that using Carillion photography, the human spirit has been photographed as it leaves the dying body, hasn't it?
Exactly. You know, so we're energy beings fundamentally, and what is the water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. So sound and light is the musical mathematics of divine creation, you know, creative technology. That's what makes us vibe. Now, think of that. It shatters the medical paradigm, which is the poison / burning poison paradigm. Where is the Christian community that loves God? Where is the Jewish community that loves God and even heralds the Holy Spirit? You know, you've got the Roman Catholic Church dividing the things up into the triad, you know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even the Jews recognize the Holy Spirit. What's spirit? Energy. What's energy? It's negatively charged electrons vibrating at certain frequencies. So, gee whiz, why don't we understand that? That's what Nepi has been involved in. He's a genius who's studied virtually all aspects of physical reality, musically, mathematically, and has concluded absolutely certainty. God exists, and your soul continues by the love of God, by the grace of God, by the capability that God has to steward us as his children. It's a wonderful concept.
It is. It is. And it's backed up by hard science, which makes it even better, doesn't it?
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, another modality is a living person about to die is on a surface that has a very accurate scale. And the moment of the person passing, the body weight reduces a bit as the spirit leaves, doesn't it?
That's right. Now, also compound that fact with the fact that you can go on Google, YouTube, and you can view the inception, the moment of inception where the sperm touches the egg, you have an explosion of light. Right. Hello, 528 frequency of love manifesting in the light. It's the heart of sunshine. It's the heart of rainbows. The concept of as above, so below, if it's true for the heart of sunshine, true for the heart of the rainbow, it's got to be true for God's heart and your heart and my heart. So what's pure tone love? Pure tone love has got to be at the heart of everything. There's Jesus's message again.
What I find ironic about this matter, Doctor, is almost everybody involved in some type of religion, regardless of what it might be, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, they reject what we're talking about, the scientific evidence of the soul. And most scientists, of course, the majority of them being atheists, reject it also. It's kind of a never-never land, isn't it?
That's part of the demonic deception and divisiveness and the illusion of separateness between us and the Creator. They've created this. That's part of the dumbing down of our souls and our spirits and our intelligence. That's the main problem. So when you talk, you began this discussion with the concept of free will. Free will is only good if you have informed consent. If you've given your consent after having all the intelligence to be able to analyze, to make a smart choice, that's informed consent. And, excuse me. And where are we today with informed consent? We're ignorant. These are the most magnificent scientific spiritual revelations in Earth's history. Yet, people don't know it. And yet, it's censored. And yet, we are called quacks and lunatics and weirdos by outputting this magnificent freeing intelligence.
Absolutely. Well, that's simply the way it is. Your question or comment for Dr. Horowitz, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, before we got about an hour break coming up here, any updates on the restoration of your hurricane-damaged home, sir?
John, I'm so disgusted, actually. I had this window company come the last couple weeks, and they put in four windows. Two of them are broken, don't even close properly.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, this is after, like, $12,000 in windows just alone. I had, discussed it because I have to have other experts' opinion. So I brought in Anderson window people.
Right.
Top of the line. Most expensive windows.
Right.
The guy said when he looked at these windows that had already been put in by another company, the company's called Window Geeks.
Right.
South Florida.
Right.
Man, oh, man. You can't even – the guy says – I've never seen such a terrible job in my life. This is terrible. It gives the
insulation
industry.
Or the windows themselves?
Yeah, the windows don't close.
Well, that could be a matter of the installation if they were.
That's exactly right. They were not installed properly. Absolutely correct. They were not installed properly. And then I've got the roofing company. The roofing company, to finish the roof, they were supposed to send over one guy to complete the contract, and he has been out of touch with both the company and yours truly. So it's been one headache after another. We're dealing with insanity today. I'm just like, God, ignorance and lacking intelligence and integrity in commerce is a plague upon we the people.
Right, right. Well, I don't know window geeks, but if the windows themselves were good quality, they made the mistake of hiring men who were not qualified to do the install, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I believe too. Absolutely.
That's a shame. But hopefully they'll stand behind their product and installation and make it right. That's what needs to happen, doesn't it?
Well, that's why I'm today hopefully going to hear from them again, because I reported that there's something urgent that they need to cover with me. And then I've got a vinyl siding guy who supposedly was going to give me actually stopped by on Monday, didn't show, said, okay, I'm going to get you a bid and an estimate by Monday night. Then suddenly Monday night comes and he says, well, he can't do it, and I'll give it to you by next week. So, it's just like, if you can't do something, don't say that you're going to do something and
Roger
then not
that.
Do it.
Roger that. We have a break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri, celebrating 101 years in business. It's like going to a time capsule. The chef will be preparing us great breakfasts and great dinners. My guests will be my live studio audience, and I will share privately information I can't possibly talk about on my show. You're interested? You want to make reservations? Call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Filling with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Lots of websites. Listen carefully. warandwethepeople.net. That's his most recent one, warandwethepeople.net. Then we go to 520radio.com, then judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next is a place I do some shopping, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net, and last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we have a caller on hold here. We've got Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. I just was thinking when he was talking in about the curling photography, I'm fascinated by that. Unfortunately, I can't get one and practice it. But they have, there's this Song of Solomon book. I don't know if you're, I'm sure you're both familiar with it to some degree, but we had the first in-depth Bible study that I participated in as a Christian was word by word, searching out the original language with the Strong's Concordance of Song of Solomon. So it was fascinating. And the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, I remember the lily. It makes me cry to think about it. I don't know why I do that, but my voice kind of shakes. Do you have anything like that where you heard and it was so profound that your voice just kind of chokes up and you don't know why? And it does that to me. But the lily, the seven spirals inside, Dr. Horowitz, you could probably add more to this. The yellow stuff, if it touches something, okay, it will stain it. You know, you have to be careful with the lily, the droppings from that. The one center one would be God. And that is basically the Shekinah glory. And once you go there, people can see that. And you will stain whatever you go around forever. I don't know why my voice shook up like that. Isn't that strange? Dr. Horowitz, do you know why that happens to us? Why we get like that? Do you know?
I'm not, Catherine, I'm not sure I understood what you're talking about. I understood that it relates to the Song of Solomon. I could tell you a lot about that, but I'm not sure what the staining business is. Could you elaborate?
You know, the lily, the center of the lily, the flower, the Rose of Sharon, it's sweet and it's fragrant, and it's at the mountaintop. We have those moments in life where, you know, we have to go into that part of life where we meet with God alone and stuff like that. But the lily of the valley, that's where God walks among us, and lilies are strong and they're tough. And if you look into the center of the flower, you have the seven spirals, the six yellow that stand around tautly, the center one, which is larger and jets up higher, okay? So we were taught that that is like the perfect of God, and the yellow that comes off of those six, it'll shake off, and it'll stain whatever it touches. If you've ever had lilies, you'll probably know that. And so that's like the glory of God, that when you go into the presence of God, you're touched, right? And you shine, and you will leave a mark on whatever you see after that. Like people that see you, you know what I mean? You'll have that Shekinah glory of God because you've been, you know, with God, and you've met God in the valley. And do you understand now?
Oh, okay. I get what you're talking about now. Thank you very much for that explanation. I think it's intimately connected to what we're talking about is the musical mathematical matrix of divine design. Everything in the universe has been designed based on this intelligent design. And the concept of the sacred geometry of the plants and the flowers. You see, you're talking about the lily of the valley. There's a sacred geometry to the way that the lily unfolds and the contents of the lily, and it's all based on sacred geometry. You can go back to Da Vinci, and you could look. There is a drawing of Leonardo da Vinci that is called the Old Man. I think it's Old Man Time. And it's a picture of a Moses-looking character with his staff down in the water studying the spiraling of the water. And that's fundamental to the sacred geometry. Now, there's a whole science that's called cymatics. Cymatics studies the effect of sound on matter. And actually, tomorrow evening, I have a podcast with the world's leading expert. He and I have been asked to join a group called Aria.com. His name is John Stewart Reed. R-E-I-D. John Stewart Reed is the pioneer in the field of what you probably have seen already, where sound vibrations played to water produces sacred geometric designs. And that's what you're talking about when you see God's hand in nature and in the water particularly. You're looking at the manifestation of the impact of sound on matter, the cymatic manifestation. And it's miraculous in a sense that you see it's all perfectly designed. Think about this for a second. If you're God, and if you were God, you'd have to have an administrative mechanism by which you're actually controlling everything in the universe simultaneously. The only way to do that is musically, mathematically, through the ethers, or what the Bible talks about as the firmament in the kingdom of heaven. It's being administered your instruction, direction, righteousness, right standing. The laws are all being directed. Now, this is why we win in the end. The great news is that Satan, which is a subordinate creation of the Creator, so you're never going to beat the Creator at his game, at his intelligent design. You're always going to have to go back into righteousness in order to be sustained. So that's why the whole demonic impositions that we're facing geopolitically and economically have got to be terminated, and they are being terminated. We're literally watching Babylon falling, and it comes into this concept of what you're raising here. The Song of Solomon, you know, there is a other scriptures, there is the Wisdom of Solomon is that one of the books of the Bible that didn't make it into the Bible. I'm pretty sure it's maybe in the Apocrypha, but the Wisdom of Solomon speaks to King Solomon's wisdom. Now, of course, King David, who wrote the book of Psalms, the most loving portion of the Bible, gave birth to Solomon. And Solomon was a descendant of Jesus. The king of the Jews was the king of the Jews, not to smear his name, but literally to be honoring the fact that he was of royal bloodline. And the Song of Solomon relates to the key of the house of David, the musical note by which David played and tuned his healing harp that soothed the soul and spirit of even his enemies, King Saul. So directly out of the Bible, you have the stories and the evidence of what we're talking about. The 528 frequency, that's why I've decreed it to be the key of the house of David, that opens doors that no man can open, closes doors that no man can close. We're talking about spiritual portals to divine communion. And it is through that miraculous connection that you have miraculous manifestation and recreation and sustenance and healing, because that's the vibration that the Holy Spirit comes to administer all the healing. I don't care what you're being treated for, whether it's a cancer or a flu, and whatever medications you're taking or regimen you're following, literally, you're being healed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does all of the healing all the time. Now, once again, spirit is energy. Energy is frequencies of musical mathematics, and it's coming into your body water, and your body water literally is being, most importantly, structured. It's called clustered water or structured water within your DNA, and that holds the memory of not only your ancestry, but also the perfect harmony that the Creator administers through genetic design and by grace inheritance. You have inherited God's perfection. And now the manifestation, you, just like a lot of the flowers, have five petals. Look at your own body. You have two arms, two legs, and a head. Look at the Da Vinci drawing. It's called the Vitruvian drawing. There's actually 9 projections. There's 2 arms, 2 legs, and a head. In my book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. That's the title of the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. You have 9 core projections in that famous famous cryptograph. I decrypted Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawing, and it speaks to what you're talking about. The 9 projections towards the in the square and the circle, you see there's a woman behind the man in that drawing, and she alone, interestingly enough, has stepped out of the box of earthly limitation that the man mentality, the whole egocentricity mentality, is stuck in a box. And the female has pierced the box, and she's the only one who has stepped out of the box. Her feet stand on the circle. Her hands pierce the box, go touch the circle. His don't. So look at that as a cryptograph. And the 9 projections are the 9 core creative frequencies of the universe. That's what I call the perfect circle of sound. And that deals with all of the sacred geometry and the Song of Solomon and the spiraling sacred geometry and the yellow staining, I guess metaphorically, you could say, is where God's grace is imprinted in us. We are, you know, not stained, but actually uplifted and blessed. It's like a tattoo of God's grace and mercy and intelligence and the intelligent design that we also manifest.
Very, very deep researcher.
Okay.
When I first became a Christian, I wasn't in just like a milk toast church. And like I said, I was like 20, 23. We went through literally this Song of Solomon word by word and with the Strong's Concordance and such. So it was fascinating. But it was a worship church, the 7 Hebrew words for praise, right? There's different kinds of praise. When you go into we did a puzzle of the Tabernacle of David. This was like 30 years ago, you know, or more, 35 years ago. So it was a Shekinah glory that when you go, you know, you go into this Shekinah glory and you are touched and you're never the same. And I've been told that I've walked in the streets, and I'm not trying to be narcissistic here or anything, but this happened. I was in New York City with a friend that I had met, and he wasn't going to church or anything, and finally got him to take me in St. Patrick's Cathedral. He was like, this old Irish guy, can you see it? And you know, I was just grinning. And when we left and we were walking back where we were going, this guy that he knew well in Manhattan, or wherever it was, Hell's Kitchen, he said, whoa, and he just did like that. And he said, wow, he said, you are right with God. And it was weird, you know, that didn't happen every day. And my friend was like, oh, my God, and he just rolled his eyes up in his head. And I think my years, no matter what the negative happened in that church, we had some experiences in there that I've never had anywhere else. And it was, you know, really very beautiful. Everything was cash paid for. Now, I did get a little bit, it kind of broke up, but out of that church, some other churches were birthed. And I still have the utmost regard for some of those men. And even one of the bad apples that I had in Boston, well, it could have been worse, but he said one time he knew one of these pastors' reputation. He said, well, if you have access to men like that. So these were really godly men. But the worship that we would have a full orchestra with harps. And we would worship would sometimes be for an hour. And it wasn't this ecstatic thing, okay, with laughter and all that kind of stuff. It was just a beautiful, sweet presence, okay? So I think he was speaking out of that, you know, the Shekinah glory. And I looked into a lily this week, and it just really was like, oh, my gosh, when you stop and you really look into a flower like that, you can't deny there's a creator. And I don't think anyone could. It was so amazing. And so I shared that story, but it didn't choke me up then. I don't know why it just choked me up just a minute ago, but anyhow, could you please tell us, though, when is that podcast and how can we access it that you're going to be on?
You know, I don't even know. Thanks for asking. To my recollection, and I might even be wrong, I thought that the website is AUREA.com. That's the organization that's invited me to speak. They've grasped the importance of 528. They have a conference in Miami the last weekend of May. and I'm scheduled to give a keynote speech for this presentation, for this whole conference on 5/28. And, you know, going back to what you were just talking about, you mentioned two most important things, fear versus faith. Faith is the key, is part of the key. And in fact, I believe that it's part of the key of the house of David, because you see, the values of the heart include faith, love, joy, and bravery. Look at John Moore. Look at this broadcast. Look at RBN. Look at the brave hearts that are behind these messages and this ministry. Think about this fact that this is a value of your heart. And so that's where 5/28 is. And I believe that 5/28, in fact, it's the gold. If you go back into where I first learned about 5/28, it's from the code in the book of
Numbers.
Hold
on, Doctor. We are our last break. We'll be right back.
Okay, John. Thanks.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Doctor, we've only got about 3 minutes here to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, John, I think it was an amazing show. A lot of great information and a lot of uplifting, spiritually uplifting truths were discussed in this hour. I just want to thank you for all of your years of service and your bravery, your faith, and the love that you've shared through your work.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate that. Well, we'll continue to put the word out here and move forward, educating people, informing people, so they can make intelligent, rational decisions about what to do with their lives. Right, sir?
Yeah, right, John. And you know, thanks for the warning about World War III, where we started this program. I think it is vitally important now more than ever to prepare. But again, the preparation it requires, and I've written this in a number of books. At the end of several of my books already, starting with Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse in 1998, given all the facts, you've got to go to God. You've got to establish that relationship. You've got to have that full faith and trust. And then you enter into the realm that saved you, saved me, saved so many people. Literally, physically, salvation, miraculous manifestation, somehow, some way, angels of protection literally manifest and warn us to not take those next steps, to warn us to get out of the way of harm. And that's amazing. Isn't it amazing how God works in our lives personally?
It is. It is. And I continue to be amazed at God's work in my life. It is truly amazing, sir.
Yep. All right, John. I love you. Thanks a lot for the opportunity to be with you.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate it. Breathtaking. I always look forward. This segment is one of the more popular segments with myself and many of our listeners, a segment we do with Dr. Horowitz every week. Top of the hour break coming up here. I just ran across a story from World War II about the B-17 bomber number 5000 rolling off the production line in a Seattle factory. Number 5,000 built since the attack on Pearl Harbor. It doesn't give the date of the number 5,000 being built, but obviously it was during the war itself. It's a phenomenal number of aircraft being built, to say the least, in a short period of time. So we got a few months of, let's see, 1942, 43, and within 3 years or less, they built more than 5,000 of these aircraft. It was truly phenomenal. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back with Dr. Myra. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.